In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In the discussion today between one of the lawyers and the Lord Christ, he asked him what he should be doing in order for him to be able to inherit the kingdom. And the Lord answered him that you should love the Lord your God from all of your heart and your strength, and you love your neighbor as yourself. This implies that I should be able to love myself in order to be able to love others as I love myself. The question here will arise, what if I do not love myself then? What if I don't feel comfortable in whom I am? This will certainly lead me that I will not be able to initiate or maintain a healthy and sound relationship with others. Sometimes we understand loving self also in a way that gives us a sense of there is something wrong here. Loving self is not narcissism, where one loves his own image. We all know the story about this wicked queen in the story of the fairy tales that the kids read. How she looked her image in the mirror all the time, and she was always overwhelmed with this narcissism. Who would be more beautiful than me? This is not loving self. Loving self also is not the sense of superiority and pride that I know and I am better than all the people around me. This is not the right way. Also, this kind of wrong loving for oneself, there is no way a person can love others while he's inflicted with these two illnesses. Loving self also is not the selfishness, where man is also occupied with this desire and passion that I want all the people to be serving me. I want to possess everything and everyone. This is not loving self as well. Unfortunately, every time we think about loving self, we come to one of these three sicknesses of the soul: narcissism, pride, and selfishness. And then we feel like it's a sin to love oneself. And we go to another extreme where I despise and I hate myself. You hear it very commonly in the sessions of confession when a young boy or a girl come and say that, I wish that I am not whom I am. I do not love whom I am. I don't love my image, my personality, my parents, my home, everything. If I cannot do this, if I cannot love and be reconciled to whom I am, I cannot love others. This is something that we have to understand. Before we go into how I should be loving myself, four questions should be answered by every one of us. And this should be answered while I am examining my heart and looking deeply inside whom I am truly. The first question is, am I secure in whom I am? Insecurity can show in many, many ways. Showing off is one of the manifestations of insecurity. You find a lady putting all kinds of colors on her face, she wants to be recognized. This is a sign of insecurity. This person feels like, I will not be able to distinguish myself being seen by others unless I will do something extravagant. Insecurity makes the people always in a sense of competition with others. If I am to succeed, others have to fail. If I am to be known, others should not be taking any credit. So this is the first question. Am I secure in whom I am? The second question, do I know and appreciate my points of strength? Also, people, when they come to the point where I do not love myself, they do not see their point of strength at all. They always know that they are weak, unable, incompetent. Trying to cover this, they take all routes, hurting themselves and hurting others. Do I see in myself truly my points of strength? The third question, am I aware of my points of weakness and how do I handle them? None of us can claim perfection. None of us, except the Lord Christ, is sinless or did not inherit something from his parents or from the atmosphere he was raised at that make him in a way to be crippled. We all have to acknowledge that we all have our own points of weaknesses, but how do I handle them? Am I all the time busy trying to cover these points of weaknesses? If this is what I am after, that these points of weakness not to be revealed, that's why I'm avoiding confession, I'm avoiding exposing myself, I'm avoiding all kinds of criticism and corrections. Another point that we should also be able to answer for ourselves. Am I assuming my role and duties with contentment, joy, and hope? Or I feel I have no role whatsoever. I was given nothing to be able to function. I am just a burden on myself and a burden on the people around me. At least I feel that I have a role, or I feel like I'm an extra person in the church, in my family, wherever I am. I'm just an extra person that if I'm to be deleted, no one will ever know or feel. My absence will never make a difference. If I think this way, then unfortunately, then I have a problem. I do not love myself. I cannot love my neighbor, because simply, if I don't love myself, I cannot love my neighbor. Then coming to the point, how we should be loving ourselves. What is the righteous way that we should be able to reconcile with ourselves? First of all, we have to understand the honor bestowed upon us to be counted among God's children. This, sometimes we agree on this mentally. People say, yeah, this is an honor, yeah, this is good. Yes, but do we feel it? Do we know that we are created in God's image? We carry His image on us. We are given the potential that we would be like Him. Do we feel I am honored to be from the chosen ones? Do I go with this sense in my heart of peace and joy because I came to know God and He adopted me as a son? The first way in order to be able to love ourselves that we see God's image in us and in others as well. If I don't see God's image in myself, how then can I come to the point where I really love myself? The second point, to be able to love myself, I have to recognize my uniqueness and the resulting role that I should be assuming. This is something very remarkable, actually, how God created every one of us very unique. Your fingerprint cannot be simulated by any other fingerprint. Why? What is the big deal about having people, they look the same, have the same fingerprint, and truly you cannot distinguish between two people? God wanted to convey for every one of us the uniqueness of everyone. You have a role no one else can do it. You are unique in whom you are. You don't have to be an eye to be an important organ in the body. Yes, maybe you might be one of these hidden organs, a liver or a spleen or a stomach. It's not seen, any of these are not seen, but still very important. The body cannot function without them. This sense of uniqueness in your role will make you to come to know how important you are. I am not trying here to buff our egos up. This is not the intention, but acknowledging that every one of us has a unique role and responsibility coming from how this person is very unique. Something we have to understand, we have to absorb, and we have to live with this conviction as well. To be able to love myself also, I have to believe that even the broken parts in me can still be used by God to benefit others. All of these weaknesses inside us, it is not healthy or right that we deny them, or we try to cover them up, or we give them other names. Just acknowledging, yes, I have these problems, but still God can work with these things and make something good is very important. You know, all of us, how the story of the mosaic art started, about this picture that was painted by one of the major artists, and then Somebody threw a stone on it and it was broken into pieces. Then another person came, and instead of trashing this broken part, he started to putting it together. It ended up into a picture, what we call it now the mosaic art. Everybody looked at it and everybody was amazed. How beautiful is this new icon? This person is like God. He can use even the broken parts in us in order that he can even benefit others from our weaknesses. It's amazing how God can use and utilize even our weaknesses for the glory of his name and also for the salvation of the people whom we live among. Don't always be occupied with the weakness, trying to hide it or run from it, or to struggle when people point at it and say, you don't have this problem. No, I don't have it. No, don't say this. Maybe acknowledging that I have a weakness, working on it, knowing that God can still use it and use you, is something that will make you at the end to love yourself. To love myself as well, I need to have the courage to admit faults and accept responsibility and hope to change with the grace of God. This is another way also of how we should be handling our faults and our weaknesses. The idea that I do not make a mistake, that everyone else but me is wrong, will make me always to be crippled, simply because I will be overwhelmed with my insecurity. I am not wrong. People sometimes they live all the days of their life till the last day, never acknowledging that I was mistaken when I did this. I am always justified, I'm always right. My friend, this doesn't make you right, but unfortunately, this will make you always have a struggle and unresolved conflict inside you. In order to be able to love yourself, we have to admit faults and accept responsibility and admit that we are all human beings, we are all fallible. None of us is without mistake, but I have a hope that never fades away, that God can still change me, even on my deathbed. God can still work with me and change me. To be able to love myself as well, I need to be able to offer this self for a higher purpose and call. Protecting this self, sheltering it, pampering this self, will make it also a non-functioning self. The Lord said that if you love yourself, you will actually deliver it even to be destroyed. If you really love it, you would offer it for a higher call. By then, it will have a meaning. Your existence will fulfill God's purpose. Today, the Lord is saying to this lawyer a statement that we seldom stop at and we think about it. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. The question that we should all be able to answer when we come out from the church, do I love myself in order to be able to love my neighbor? Let us review these 5 points again, how we should come to this point of contentment of whom we are. This peace that we will make it today between whom we are truly and how we should be using this love of oneself to love others. To love oneself, we have to know the honor bestowed upon us to be counted among God's children. We have to recognize our uniqueness and the resulting role that we should be assuming. We have to believe that even the broken parts in us can still be used by God to benefit others. We have to have the courage to admit faults and accept responsibility and hope to change with the grace of God. We have to be able to offer this self to a higher purpose and call. To God is the glory forever and ever. Amen.